This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Hong Kong police and protesters clashed on Sunday as tens of thousands marched through the central city wearing face masks in defiance of a new ban on facial coverings. Police fired tear gas while some protesters threw bricks and Molotov cocktails at police. Pro-democracy lawmaker Dennis Kwok says Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam has taken away the democratic rights of the people.
Carrie Lam is saying that whatever I say is law, is law. Whenever I say it applies, it applies. Whenever I say it will be repealed, it will be repealed. The people has no say. The Legislative Council has no say.
For the last 4 months, the city has been engulfed in unrest as democracy advocates engaged in increasingly confrontational tactics to fight against what they see as China's efforts to restrict Hong Kong's autonomy and civil liberties. A second whistleblower has spoken to the intelligence community's internal watchdog about U.S. President Donald Trump. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
A lawyer for the original whistleblower tells the Associated Press he's representing a second person who works in intelligence who has information that backs the original complaint. Mark Zaid says that second whistleblower hasn't filed a complaint with the inspector general yet, but has firsthand knowledge of the president's dealings with Ukraine. The original whistleblower complained that President Trump was using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the upcoming presidential election. Trump maintains he's done nothing improper. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Voters in Kosovo are electing a new parliament today amid calls for leaders to resume dialogue with Serbia over normalizing ties. Some 1.9 million voters were eligible to cast ballots. They're electing 120 lawmakers. This is VOA News.